Strange and sometimes wonderful things can happen when your Twitter handle is @Hawaii. For the man who belongs to that username, the Twitter storm that erupted after a Hawaii judge blocked the Trump travel ban brought him into a series of exchanges that took on lives and hashtags of their own. Ryan Ozawa, who is half of the Bite Marks Cafe duo, sat down with me late yesterday to talk about how it started and why he wrote back.
I think in almost every exchange, whether on social media or in real life, you might come into a situation very angry and full of rage. And then when you realize that there's a human being on the other end, you change. You have an opportunity to change, whether it's an angry email you sent to a company or an angry tweet. When somebody responds and they're just another person, I think that that opens the door for empathy and understanding. So all of the people that I know who are engaging with a lot of this conversation on Twitter are doing the same thing. I mean, certainly they're clapping back, they're making jokes back and puns back, but in a way you're kind of saying there's life here on this side too, right? And I think that whether it's someone who has the right or wrong Twitter handle or just someone who's hearing that conversation, that opportunity for a conversation is the best part of it. When the travel ban was announced and there was just this eruption of response, both for and against, I was sort of just enjoying that kind of flood of responses. I mean, it's great to see such a wide range of responses, but some of them obviously were just almost begging for a response. You know, I mean, if it's somebody just blowing off steam, that's one thing. But someone with a large following or someone that has a lot of influence, I would be a little more sensitive to. So there was one particular tweet by someone who basically said, you know, Hawaii should let the people on the mainland run things, you know, let the grown-ups run things. You were 5,000 miles away from 9/11, so you just don't get it.
Right.
And anybody with any historical context could see there were a number of things wrong with that statement or that assumption, and it was impossible to resist not to say something.
Right. The tweet actually runs, Hawaii, what do you know? You were 5,000 miles from 9/11. You run your little world and let the grown-ups run the mainland. Very clearly, someone who has no historical perspective whatsoever, or maybe even an understanding of any sort of history at all that involves Hawaii and the Second World War.
Absolutely. I mean, we do know about attacks, and we also know about the inappropriate response to that, but perhaps an understandable one. You know, the executive order, you know, requiring Japanese Americans to be interned. My dad was born in an internment camp, and that's what I feel people should see, specifically with this travel ban and what it's trying to say and what the possible ramifications on the negative side of it could be. So it was almost perfectly teed up in that respect, a statement like that.
It's also a great opportunity to be able to teach some more about Hawaii, because very clearly there are still so many people who don't understand Hawaii, who have these, you know, ideas of what we do and how we dress and how we talk, all of these things which are laughable when you live here, but to somebody who is on the mainland who has, you know, so little but passing acquaintance with Hawaii, that's perhaps a chance to have a teaching moment.
I think that that's absolutely correct. I mean, even when things are hunky-dory, people have very interesting ideas about Hawaii. They make the same stereotypical comments about beaches and Mai Tais and pineapples, right? When people get angry, I would say, just like even in elementary school, those stereotypes get amplified tenfold. So on one hand, a lot of the responses kind of pound on those so hard, but on the other hand, it's almost comical. And it is an opportunity, and I think for a lot of people it was, to realize that people still have day jobs, they still work in cubicles, there are still families and struggles here. And again, you know, Hawaii does have a very deep and rich history when it comes to immigration, when it comes to Native Hawaiian history and the overthrow, and any opportunity to peel that back just a little bit and show them how deep it can go if they were only interested in exploring it, I think is a great opportunity.
The question is whether those people who really need it most will actually understand it and be willing to accept it. Social scientists would probably tell us not, but that doesn't mean that it's not something that's good to be putting out there in social media. As you are now looking at this thing that continues to snowball, which includes, you know, boycott Hawaii and FU Hawaii and a few other choice words, you've got some choice words back?
Well, I would say that for the most part, I let them blow off steam because they think they're being funny, and I think they're funny in a different way, so it's a win-win situation. The great thing about social media is that you have the initial reaction, you have the backlash, and then the backlash against the backlash. It's a glorious cycle, and I think we're about in the middle of it. what's great about the Boycott Hawaii movement, and I'm making air quotes with my hand, is that it's primarily now dominated by people who think it's ridiculous and coming up with the funniest things about Boycott Hawaii rather than people who are still riled up about it. So it is actually an opportunity for a pretty large community to express their love for Hawaii, or in fact to educate other people about Hawaii, about why perhaps some people in Hawaii would not mind a boycott. So I think that, you know, again, the upsides are much greater than the downsides.
What are some of the funny things that you're hearing?
Well, the most common meme I've seen is, you know, boycott Hawaii, hashtag boycott Hawaii, hashtag please, you know, go ahead. Or
we're fine without you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, someone will say something angrily about bringing in refugees. And I think there are people responding saying, yes, please. You know, we are a land of aloha. We are welcoming in that way. So what people are seeing as a curse or a threat against us can be turned around sometimes to be shown to be an opportunity.
Right. And that's precisely what this whole exercise has been about. Now, likely when we hit the weekend, it will start to die off,
mm-hmm.
and it will be just another, you know, sort of smile about this last week. But is there something richer or deeper that you take from this at this moment in time, given the fact that Hawaii has taken the lead with the travel ban and the immigration ban, and the fact that we've seen all of this stuff happening in social media? Is there something more that we should be looking to from this?
Well, I think this outcry certainly gives you a point in history. Although internet memes come and go and people will forget it in a few days, I think that I'm going to always look back specifically at the fact that you had one of the few Native Hawaiian judges on the federal bench overturning this White House's executive order, arguing on behalf of a Syrian American, a Chinese American attorney general in the state where the previous president was born. And I think that the poetry of that, the significance of that, is so layered and so delicious that no really angry, raging Twitter user will be able to erase that for sure.
It's an elegant solution all the way around.
I think so.
Ryan Ozawa, thank you so much.
Mahalo.
Ryan Ozawa is the co-host of Hawaii Public Radio's tech-focused talk show, Bite Marks Cafe. He was an early adopter of Twitter and has controlled the handle @Hawaii since 2006.